the resurrection, and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
A certain man had died in the town of Bethany, and Lazarus was his name. The Bible said he was a man that Jesus loved, and his sisters, they thought it was a shame. Well, Mary and Martha longed for Jesus' healing touch to come amaze their brother, 'cause they loved that boy so much. But Jesus had a plan not known to any man that would soon take away the pain. They were waiting for Jesus to come and say, Lazarus, oh Lazarus, hey Lazarus, come forth. Now when he died, he went to where the saints of God did stand, in that holding place they lived beyond the tomb. There he saw Elijah, Moses, and Samuel, and even Ruth, and all the others jammed up in a room. Well, he turned around and saw old Gideon standing by the door. He walked up to him and said, hey brother, what's this group here for? Well, Gideon said, well, all right, this is testimony night. Take a seat, man, 'cause the meeting's starting soon. While Mary and Martha just wanted to see their Lazarus, oh Lazarus, when will their Lazarus come forth? Well, Moses shook his stick, said, let this meeting come to order. Can I get a witness for the Lord tonight? Well, Abraham kicked it off, said, I want you to know I knew him. He gave a child to my barren wife. Isaac waved his hands and said, hey daddy, I knew him too. Jacob jumped up and said, amen, grandpa, preach it. Old dignified King Solomon, he adjusted his robes and said, I knew him, he made me so smart, I started teaching. Ezekiel said, I knew him as a wheel within a wheel. Job said, man, I knew him when I was almost dead. Samson said, I knew him when some Philistines tried to jump me. I took a donkey jawbone and busted a few heads. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we knew him in the fiery furnace. Jonah said, man, he gave me a second chance. Daniel said, I knew him in a hungry den of lions. The Holy Ghost hit King David. He just started a dance. Well, Lazarus had had about all he could take, and he jumped up and said, hey, I knew him too. Moses put down his stick, said, hey, who's the new kid? Needless to say, the room got real quiet when Lazarus said, but I knew him in a way that y'all never did. You see, man, I walked with him and talked with him. I saw how his teaching awed the crowd. Those famous tears of compassion, I could actually see. We used to go with him to church, and my sisters, they'd fix him dinner every month. I even supported his ministry. You see, I was there when he fed the 5,000. I was there when he confronted the Pharisees. I heard the people gasp when he healed the lame. You know, I even remember the littlest things, the things most folks would forget, like the simple, loving way he just called my name. Now up at the grave, the stone rolled away, and with a loud voice, Jesus started to say,
Lazarus.
You see, fellas, it was just the other day I can remember that man was saying to me,
Lazarus.
As a matter of fact, it seems more like today I can remember that he
was, Lazarus.
Excuse me, fellas, I think I hear him calling me now. What?
Lazarus.
Jesus?
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Hey, Jesus.
Lazarus. Come forth, I command you, come forth.
yet shall he live.
That's an exciting song. I want you to know, even if you didn't get excited over it, I do, because it has some very special things in there. Right there at the end, when Jesus calls Lazarus forth from the grave, the songwriter says, when Jesus said those three words, Lazarus, come forth, he was saying, sickness, be healed. Mountains, be moved. Lazarus had been gone so long, they didn't have airtight, fancy caskets to put these guys in back then. They just put some chemicals and oils and perfumes on them to try to make them smell nicer, longer, while they started decomposing immediately. By this time, Lazarus had all the nice, gory things happening to him, and there was nothing left of the man called Lazarus but three words. Lazarus, come forth. That's all Jesus needed. And instantly, blood vessels came together. Organs were made whole. The brain that had decayed and was long dead, brain cells regenerated. Eyes came back to sight, and his body was made whole again. And then the life form we call Lazarus was there again. We don't know where Lazarus went in that length of time. It would have been nice if the Bible had gone into some details about a discussion later as to what he felt or where he'd gone, but it didn't. But that's okay. All we need to know here is that Jesus Christ our Lord has the power to pull back from the dead. It doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter what happened.